Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Stand to your feet, lift your hands, let's sing as we gather. May we glorify your name.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us.
As we gather, may we glorify your name. We'll be blessed because we came.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
One more time, as we gather, let your spirit work in us.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us.
As we gather, may we glorify your name.
As we gather, may we glorify your name.
Minister to our lives. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Monsters number 3. Now, today is Resurrection Sunday. And resurrection has, the need for resurrection is because the human race has fallen so far into death that there is a need for resurrection. And because the human race has fallen and have become monsters. Wow. You know, one day I was had the privilege of being somewhere in some hotel somewhere where they had what they call the History Channel. History Channel. Do you have History Channel at home? You have History Channel. It's where do you get History Channel? DSTV has History Channel. Which channel is on History Channel? There's no History Channel. There is no History Channel on DSTV. History Channel? No. You've seen it somewhere before, but you don't remember. Anyway. So the History Channel, I was just watching it. And you know what I noticed? Oh, I'll tell you, don't worry. Now, the History Channel was just wars, one war after another. That's the history of mankind, fighting. We've become monsters. That's not how we were. Our history is just fighting, fighting, fighting. Even Ghana, we had the bond of 1844. Remember, those of you who did JSS, whatever, some of us, we did O-level. The Sagrenti War. Now, you have the British fighting in Ghana, isn't it? With different tribes, isn't it? And the different tribes fighting, the Ashantis fighting against the British, then the Achims fighting against the Ashantis. Huh? And Ashantis fighting against Evers. Really? Look, don't give me false history. Those of you who didn't do JSS, huh? You didn't do well in social studies. And then the Achims were lining up with the British. The Fantis. And what about the Achims? Because when James McKeown was not feeling well, he was sent to Kibi because there was a British post there. That was a safe place. So James McKeown, the founder of the Church of Pentecost, when he wasn't well, that's where he was sent because it was like they were flowing with the British there. Yes. That's, I don't know when that was. They were there long ago. And then so they don't flow. So you see, all our history is just one thing after another. Go to the history of Europe. You know, if any historian in Europe is expecting war. Yesterday I read, they said Europe is on the brink of war. If you are a historian, you will know it's the same thing. When the build up to the war, the Second World War, just the same things we are doing. So we've changed. We are not nice anymore. And that's why God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Clap for Jesus. Eh? He sent his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Now, I'm going to just read a passage and it's going to form the basis for either a honeymoon or one of your holidays. Do you want to go on holiday somewhere? All right. Acts chapter 17, verse 16. If you don't want a church, you know, this my fan club are giving me passes. If you don't want a church like that, please go to another church. All right. Over here, we shout, we scream, we are happy. So you can find your way to us. There are so many churches. Yes. All right. All right. I want to welcome all those who are online with us. God bless you. On Facebook, YouTube, wherever. We are happy here. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens. Athens is where? In Greece. You'll be there soon. Yes. You'll be where Paul was waiting. It's a place you must be. Type, I'll be in Athens soon. By the grace of God. Oh, yes. His spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. When Paul was in Greece, in Athens, he was so moved. Then he disputed in the synagogue. Verse 18, then certain philosophers said, what will this babbler say? He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preacheth unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Yes. Paul was preaching Jesus and the resurrection in Athens. All right? Now, and they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean. Verse 21. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear something new. They spent all their time either to tell or to hear something new. Greece. How many are planning to be there to see what it is like? They spend their time hearing something new. I think we have to have one of the camps there in Athens. Oh, yes. Now, Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill. Mars Hill is there right now. You can go there, isn't it? And take a picture at Mars Hill. There's a sign there, Mars Hill. And you can be there. It's a real place. How many want to be there practically? Do your feet like this. 1, 2. You are in an airport. You are in an airport in the realm of the spirit. Landed. Now, verse 13. Paul stood in the midst of Marcel and said, you men of Athens, men of Athens, that's the capital of Greece, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare. I'm telling you about the unknown God. God that made the world and everything. He's the Lord of heaven. He does not dwell in temples made with hands. Verse 28. Neither is he worshipped with men's hands. Verse 26. All right. He has made of one blood all nations for to dwell on the face of the earth and has determined the time. That men should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel and find him. This is a famous sermon. For in him we live and move and have our being. Some of you didn't know that it was Paul's sermon. In him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also of his offspring. What's that song? In him we live and move. Do you know that song?
In him we live.
Yes.
And move and have our being. in him we live and move and have our being. Oh, in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have.
You didn't go to scripture, you know, eh? These are sinners, oh. These are sinners.
And have our being. Oh, in him we live and move and have
our being.
Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord.
Sitting down, you didn't go to church early at all in your Christian life. Hey, okay, sit down. Verse 30. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at. God has just closed his eye to your ignorant days. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. Wherefore he has given unto us assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead. Verse 32. Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. Wow. Is that not amazing? Now, the resurrection. Luke chapter, or Mark chapter 12. Master, then came the Sadducees, verse 18. Sadducees, sad to see. And Pharisees, far to see. They don't see anything at all. To see and sad to see. Verse 18. Then come unto him the sad to sees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, I'm preaching about the resurrection, but it's also monsters three. You see why. So stay with me. Master, Moses wrote unto us, that if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up a seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and dying left no seed. The second took her and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. So each of them was adding her to their family. Which is, they were adding this girl as an extra wife to the brothers. Seven brothers tried her. And they were all dying. So the seven had her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be? For the seven had her to wife. Whose wife will you be? Ask your neighbor, whose wife will you be in the resurrection? What did they say? Now, I want you to know three things about the resurrection. Amen. The first thing about the resurrection that I believe is important for you to know, are you there? It's found in John chapter 5, verse 29. It says, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil shall come unto the resurrection of damnation. So there are two resurrections. Verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. His voice is going to sound loud. He's going to shout, John! Hey! And those who are dissolved in the grave, even they will hear. I don't know how. Don't ask me difficult questions. I don't know how people will hear. Because Adoniram Judson, for instance, he died on his way to Mauritius. Do you see? And they just put him in the water. Yes. A few days after he left Burma, India. When they were getting, I think they go around South Africa. So when he got to Mauritius, Mauritius is way into the sea. And then after that, somewhere there, they just put him in the water. So there are many people in the water. Some of the fried fish you've been eating. You'll be surprised who is part of that kenke and fish that you are eating. Those who like kenke and fish, the guys. Those who like grilled fish. The red snapper has snapped up various parts. Are you listening to me? Now, all of us, the first thing is that all of us who are part of the resurrection of life are going to meet ourselves again. Yes. So we are going to meet together. The Bible says, let us comfort ourselves with these words. At the resurrection of the of life, we are going to see each other again. And that's going to be a beautiful time. Amen. Now, the second thing about the resurrection. So, anybody you've missed? You know, one of the reasons why we cry when there is a funeral is because of the separation. The pain of separation consumes another home, as the song says.
Grieving family, weep for loved ones gone. The pain of separation consumes another home. But on the waves of sorrow, you walk with perfect ease, comforter. That's who the whole world needs.
Sing it again.
And to the grieving family.
To the grieving families.
Who weep for loved ones gone.
The pain
of separation. Consumes another home. But on the waves of sorrow.
Yes.
You walk with perfect ease. Comforter. That's who the whole world needs.
That's whom the whole world needs.
You are comforter. That's who you are to me. Comforter. A name that fits so perfectly. Peace that passes all understanding. Comforter, that's who you are to me.
Sing it again, the pain of separation.
And to the grieving
families.
Weep for loved ones gone.
Oh, yes.
The pain of separation,
it consumes.
Consumes another home. But on the waves of sorrow, you walk with perfect ease.
Is there to comfort you?
Comforter, that's who the whole world needs. You are comforter, that's who you are. That fits so perfectly. Peace that passes all understanding. Comforter, that's who you are to me.
Amen. Amen. Now, when you come out of the resurrection, when you come to the resurrection, they're asking, what is it going to be like? The first thing is that there's no more death. Amen. No more what? No more death. No more dying. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 20. But they shall be accounted worthy, that shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead. Luke 20 verse 35. Neither marry or are given in marriage. Verse 36. Neither can they die. They cannot die. If you say, I'll kill you, it's not in heaven. First of all, you will not be there. You will not be there to say you kill somebody. Killers will not be there. But I love this scripture. It says, but they cannot die. So in the resurrection, apart from meeting the people you've been separated from, and I want to say, you know, sometimes we are so sad. You're not going to see somebody, but sometimes just a few years. It's almost like the person is traveled. Because once you are counted worthy of resurrection, you're going to see the person again. So you meet up with the person again. Now when you meet up, no more dying there. No more dying there. And then another thing is no more marrying. You are not shouting about the dying, but you are shouting about the marrying. No, 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 no. Listen. Most of the problems in the world, they come from these two things. Dying and marrying. dying and marrying. At least in the church, all the counseling and the issues is around marrying. And the problems is around marrying. Yes. One time, some years ago, I think Tiger Woods or somebody was playing. He was so excellent. I mean, it was the British Open. He was far ahead. You know, usually you'll be winning by one shot. Oh, but he was just, they were like his children. And somebody was asked, so what can destroy this man? What can change his game? What can make him? And the commentator said, oh, marriage. Yes. Amazing, eh? Yeah. Some footballers, some of the famous footballers, they are not married. Isn't it? They don't want to spoil the foot. You cannot die. That means that you cannot be sick. There's no hospital. There's no doctor. There's no sickness. No drugs at the resurrection. No accident. No oxygen. You know, in this world, we are all afraid of dying. This sickness. How many of you have some pains in your body? Sometimes you wonder, is it something? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you have had some pains, and you'll be asking yourself, is it something? Is it something that is starting? All that is gone in the resurrection. No more pot bellies. No more pimples. No more growing old. It's amazing. Hey. If somebody slaps you, it cannot affect your ears in heaven. Somebody gives you a blow, that's whatever, tries to cut your head. Nothing will happen to you. Wow. No, it's wow. I read, and then no more marrying. Look, when you meet your friend, you can just chatter with them. You can go and visit somebody. It's not your husband. You can stay with him for the night. It will not be a problem. People that you wanted to be lavados, that you couldn't get a chance to be lavados when you were on earth, you can go and visit them and stay with them. And that's you spend all night, all day, and nothing. No suspicion. If you see your friend, nobody will call. Say, who are you talking to? Who was on the phone? Who sent you a message? What is she to you? Why is she calling at this time? Look at the time. Why is the person calling? How? How can somebody call you at 2 a.m.? Nobody will question you again. Yeah. Oh, resurrection life is too wonderful. You can stay in groups. We can travel together endlessly. You can go anywhere. You can hug for a long time. Nobody will ask you, the hug is too long. The hug is too short. The hug is whatever. Small hugging that we do on earth, then they are questioning. There will be no dying. No crying, no sorrow. There will be a ban on all handkerchiefs. No handkerchiefs for crying and wiping tears. There's nothing like handkerchief in heaven. Now, oh, resurrection is a word. I mean, Charlie, this is a, how many are looking forward to resurrection? Look, I read a story. Have you heard the word NDE before? NDE, near-death experience. You can Google it. You see people who died in the experience. One guy said they died and then they went up to heaven. You know, and as they were moving, but he, you know, he later recovered. I don't know whether he was resuscitated or whatever and came back. So he said when they were going up, then he realized that he was in a new body. Yeah, he had a completely different body. So then he decided to look down to see what was there. Do you know what he saw? Are you people, you are not serious? I will not tell you. I will not tell you what I was going to tell you. You are not serious. I'm going to tell another group. I'll tell other people who want to know. Are you sure that you want to know what he saw? When he looked down at himself, the place was flat. He was shocked. Everything was gone. It was just flat. Hey! Flat. Everybody was flat. In the resurrection. Wow. There'll be no more dying there.
No more dying. No more dying there. We are going to see the King.
No more dying.
No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there. We are going to see.
How many have cried tears where you felt sorry for yourself? How many have ever cried where you felt that if somebody saw you crying, the person will feel very sorry and very sad for you, but there was nobody there to see you crying? Raise your hand if it has happened to you before. There will be no more crying then.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King. There will be no more crying there. We are going.
No more what again? Sorrow.
No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King.
No more sorrow.
No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Lift your hand and let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the resurrection. And we thank you that on that resurrection, there shall be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more, no more. Mana sandole matabalandara, eledera, shamonda lebede. Alonda Marasandolo Bondele Makapalata. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you may be seated. Now Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said you shall not eat? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not die. For God doth know that in the day that you shall eat it, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good, a tree to be desired, she took of the fruit and did eat. And her husband also did eat. And the eyes of them were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves, and they made themselves able. Now, what I want to say is that in the creation of monsters, all right, you see something horrible happening. God said, when you eat, you shall die. And the serpent said, you will not die. So they said, okay, let's try it and see who is right, God or the serpent. So they ate it. And then the Bible doesn't say they died. Bible doesn't say they died. In fact, it said their eyes opened. So maybe God was wrong. Do you think God was wrong? God was right. You see, when somebody is dead, you need a number of things to confirm that the person is dead. One time I was on a flight from Mali. I was flying from Bamako, Mali, to France, to Paris. After a crusade, we had a crusade in Mali. So we took off midnight. The flight was like after midnight. Air France. On the way, they announced, ladies and gentlemen, if there is a doctor, a medical doctor on board, can you please identify yourself? We need a medical doctor. So I had just been preaching. I preached that very night. And I was saying, this is no time for medical doctor business, man. So I folded myself and continued sleeping. Yes. But they kept on announcing. And then I felt bad. And I said, oh, okay. I'm going to identify myself as a medical doctor. All right. Oh, yes. I think I'll preach more in this area because people on this side are excited. Now, so I lifted up my hand and the air hostess came and said, please, can you come and see somebody as a doctor? So when I went, there was a white man. He was sitting by his son. And his son was sitting by the window. And this man was in the aisle seat in the business class. Mm-hmm. And they said, after dinner, mm-hmm. all right, the man ate. Mm-hmm. Everything was normal. Mm-hmm. He's going home to France to holiday or to see going to his family. After eating, he has not moved. So he was sitting there like this. Yes. Like, you're not sure. So the son said his father is not moving, has not moved, just sitting there. So he was sitting, he wasn't lying down, he was sitting in the business class. So they said, doctor, what is wrong with this man? Now, I'm glad that there are doctors here. I have to know, what is wrong? Why is this man not moving? Yeah. No, after eating, then he was like, okay, he had coffee, tea, something. He was okay. And then he just was not moving anymore. He was sitting like this. So, I have to find out, why is he not moving? Now, when I examine the man, all right, as a doctor, I came to the diagnosis and the conclusion that the man was dead. Yes, he was dead. He was not sleeping. He was not relaxing. But he was dead. Now, a lay person cannot come to the conclusion that somebody who is not moving is dead. Because not moving, many of you don't move. How can not moving be a conclusion that you are dead? How can we conclude that you are dead? It is one of the things that we will use to decide that you are dead or may be dead. But there are different things. We take this, 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 and this all together, and then we say you are dead. So, doctor, where's the doctor? I have a whole lot of doctors here. I want us to get about, I've seen Dr. Maxine is here, okay. And Dr. Joel is also here. And Dr. Kiki. Dr. Hayward Mills Jr. Number one. You see, that's why I want to say that, it's not only one thing that says you are not dead, that you are dead. That is why even though their eyes were open, it didn't mean they were not dead. Because you need this, 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 and this. And say, you are dead. Because it's a very serious thing to diagnose and write dead. Conclusion, diagnosis. What do they write? Time of death, death. The person is dead. You can't do that. And then you take the person to the mortuary. So when we landed in Paris, they said everybody should sit down. Yes, we were not allowed to get off the plane. And then the medical people came on board to confirm the diagnosis that is he dead or maybe the doctor doesn't know what he's doing. So what else do we need to check? Whether he's breathing. He's breathing. But some people, when they are breathing, they don't seem to be moving. So we need to check breathing. Moving, no. Breathing, no. Number three, heart. Or pulse. We check the pulse. Is there a pulse? Then if we don't hear the pulse, then we check the heart. Also, we can listen to the heart. And we hear, boo-boo, 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 boo-boo. Because sometimes the person's wrist is very thick. It's like, you know, some meat are very hard and the skin is very hard. So you can't hear. Can't find the pulse. Then after that, we check the eyes. The pupils. Do you know what are the pupils? Look at the black part of somebody's eye. And inside the black, there is a lighter part. It opens and closes with light. So if you put, hello, you see, you will not learn it. Some of you, you are the people, when we are watching movies, you'll be talking and we can never hear what is happening in the movie. Do you know somebody like that? During the movie, they keep talking and we don't hear what is happening in the movie. And afterwards, they will ask you, what happened? What did they say? The other thing is that you have to check the eyes. So if you put a light on the eye, it is fixed. It doesn't move. A light doesn't change. Dead. They can also check brain activity. But the one in the eye, that's it. So you should be able to diagnose it on the ground. You get it. If you're in a hospital, they have all the machines and they will say you are dead. You can use your phone light and put on the eye. And you see that it doesn't move. It's finished. So all these mean death. Not just one thing. Not just not moving. So when God said in the day that you eat, you will die. Some of you are thinking that it's just you'll not move again. Oh. Let me show you 6 or 7 things that mean death. Since Adam made that mistake. And all each one means death. No moving. Even when you take a person to the mortuary and they are doing embalming, they will put needles, knives. I mean, you see a person who would have shouted, Ajay. He doesn't say a word. Not a word. It's something. No feeling. So, I don't know whether I should give you 6 or 7. It's between 6 or 7. Number one. That's how come we need resurrection. Number one, I want you to see Adam and Eve, what happened. The first thing that happened, are you there? Huh. Is that man became disconnected from God. Yeah. He was sent out of the garden. That's why you are godless. You are godless. You don't even believe there is God. It's so difficult for you to believe and relate with God. When you say God is here, you say, what are they saying? I said, God is real. God will judge you. Say, are you sure? Where is he? Where is God? When you see the things happening, they will say, where is God? God is wild, I tell you. We are so disconnected from God. Adam used to fellowship at 4 p.m. every day with God in the cool of the day. God was relating with him. Today, when we say the presence of God is here, you can't even feel nothing. You don't even know what is God. Even at Mount Zion, when Moses was taking the people, they said, no, no, you go and meet God yourself and come and tell her. We don't want to have anything to do with it. Totally. That's why when you are born, it takes such a long time. When you pray for a long time before you even start to even have any small feeling of some small presence, of some small closeness to God. It's so difficult to be close to God. You fast, you pray. It's like, I think God is not even a real God. When you sin, nothing happens. You can do bad things. The weather, nothing will change. The weather, everything, all your sins, you just, as if there's no God. It's like there's nothing. The separation from God is fantastic. And that is one of the first symptoms of the death that has befallen man. That's why it takes a doctor to diagnose death. A casual layman cannot say somebody is dead. Never. That's why people put living people in the mortuary. Because you have not checked all the signs of death. Now, number two. By disconnecting from God, man became disconnected from his power source, life source. The cable to man, he removed the plug. So now he became like a man who was on batteries. And the batteries are going to run out. And after about 900 years, the batteries run out and men stopped living. Because we disconnected from, we are directed, disconnected from the life source. Remember that God breathed into Adam the breath of life. That's why the Bible talks about the spirit of life. The spirit of life that gives you life. So all of us are like people with batteries. A battery, have you seen how your phone dies? Check, some of us are on low battery. That means we are low life. The life that is left is small life. And these days, when you are born, your charge doesn't easily get to 70. When you are your battery life is charged, it doesn't easily get to 70 years as it used to get. Or even 80 years. And you can see that it is finishing. Your life source, you've disconnected. Because we are not disconnected from him, who is the source of our life. So like we are like on batteries. And everybody's, you know, all of us, if you check our different batteries, you see different time. Some of you have got 20%. What's your battery? Let me check your battery. 19. But why is your battery 90 on Sunday? And then what is this? I can't see. How much? 49%. And yours? 35% on Sunday. Who have you been calling and checking and video calling on Sunday? Meanwhile, we sing the song, I really like Sunday morning. It is for ministering and for visiting. More of the busing, calling the drivers and so on. That's why your battery is finished. Oh, I understand. And more for the work that you've been doing. You've been working all day. You've been watching Flow Church on your phone. Sorry for left. Hey! You are disconnected from God. Look at us. When we pray, you can pray in your room. Oh, God. See that you are sleeping. Chile. How many sometimes you feel so dry, like there's nothing like God? It's very wild. So sometimes it's when you come to church that you feel that there is God. That God seems to be alive. When we come together, he's there. It's very wild. And then number two, your battery. You are now running on a battery. And it's surely running out. When I look at my face in the mirror, I say, hey, check your battery. How much power is left? How many more years? He said, if you are blessed, you get 70. So those who are saying, oh, it's nothing. Number three. I'm giving you the thing. You check them and you see that you are dead. That's how can we become monsters. We've changed so much. Number three. We've been demoted. Yes. You see, man wanted to be a king and a god. So Satan offered him, he said, you'll be like a god or you'll be great. That's the problem with orangus. They want to be great. Greatness comes from God. And as you reach out for that greatness, you become less than nothing. That is the lot of all rebels. When the prodigal son wanted to be on his own and wanted to have his own wealth and divided his father's business into two and took half away, he ended up as a Jimakbla. Do you know Jimakbla? Check it. I think it's a correct word. Is it correct? What does it mean? good for nothing. Yes. Derek Prince says, when you tell somebody you are good for nothing, it's the lowest insult you can in the English language to tell somebody you are good for nothing. Human beings, we reach out to become God. And here we are, look at us. We become like animals. Low. How many have felt that you are low before? Raise your hand if you felt that, Charlie, I'm now low. Look at us human beings. We live without water, without light, without food, without medicine, without things. Look, we have become like animals. Very low. Demotion rather comes to those who reach out for what God hasn't given to you. Instead of man becoming a king, he became less than a servant. A servant is even a great thing. Yes. God gave them up. He said, okay, do what you want. It's serious. Are you ready for number four? Number four. And when I finish them, we are done. Number four. Man became subject to evil spirits. Evil spirits now dominate human beings. It was not like that before. Evil spirits to see a human being, know this is me and this is God's creation. But now the human race is subject to all the evil spirits that are here. That's why human beings are invaded by evil spirits and dominated by spirits. That is what the Bible says, that we are translated from the power of darkness, Colossians 1:13, to the kingdom of his dear son. This is, we have been moved out of the power of darkness. That is salvation. Takes us away from the evil powers that have tormented. You see people, they get up. I was told, Switzerland, so many people are committing suicide, young children, all the time. These are evil spirits taking over the populations in drugs and this and many horrible things. I was in Bolivia one time, and I was at a traffic light, and it was around midnight, 1 a.m., and I saw little children. They're like dogs at the traffic light, and they live on the street. They run around. I mean, you can't even imagine. All over the world, human beings are low and have been subject to evil powers and evil spirits. Have you ever seen that scripture, Ephesians 6:12? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against what? Rulers of the darkness. They rule. So when you are not saved, you are in darkness and they rule you. How many have ever felt you were being ruled by a demon? A demon was leading you, making you do things. That is why when the disciples preached and then people were cast out, Jesus said, don't rejoice that evil spirits are subject to you. Because it was the first time that they had been given power. So Jesus said, I give you power over the power of the enemy. The enemy is dominating you, but now I'm giving you power against him. So you don't have to be subject to the depression, the sadness, the sin, the wickedness, the evil, the darkness. That's what has happened. That's what makes this human race a dead race. That's why we need resurrection. That's why we need Jesus Christ to save us and to raise us from the death that we are encountering and experiencing. How many have I given you? Four. Number five. As soon as man died, you see, this is death. That means you need to come back to life. Man was subject to what is called corruption. Corruption. Romans 1:21. Romans 1:21. Romans 8:21, sorry. 8:21. Yes. Because the creature shall also be delivered, that is the creation, from the bondage we are attached to corruption. What is it, corruption? Corruption is that it's spoiled. Put meat there and what happens to it? It's spoiled. Put human beings together, it will spoil. Church. Put a group together. That's why they say it's a human institution. Everything is spoiled and spoiling. And look at your very nature. You can see that we are spoiled. Yeah. We are spoiled. You know, meat. That's why you smell. You stay a little bit. By 12 o'clock, you are smelling. And some smell worse. Because you've not been bathing for a long time. Especially those in the winter, they don't bath a lot. Yeah. Everything is spoiled. And the thing about corruption is that you cannot reverse it. You can only slow it down. You can only put meat in the freezer to slow down the spoiling. That's why our natures are spoiled. You can't easily get all of you. There are so many sweet-looking ladies here. You can't even get somebody who is without jealousy. I think I'm going to stop preaching because I don't know whether the people are against my preaching. The corruption is real. It's like it's spoiling. Yes. I don't know whether I'm talking to myself. You can't get a man who doesn't have lust. When he's saying, "Hi, baby," full of charge with lust. Huh?
We can't get one.
Four of you come. These four, go on stage. Go on stage. Are these good people? They must be godly, isn't it? Stand there. Come nearer. Church boys. All their parents are pastors. This one's father is a pastor, is a pastor, is a pastor, is a pastor. But these are, yes. And look at the reverend, he has put his hand in his pocket. It's already spoiled. I mean, even to stand, somebody should put some water on this guy because you just put your hand in the whatever. The corruption is there already. Okay, stand here. These are even pastors' children. But there's corruption in them. Now, how many of you have watched pornography before? Your mother is watching. Look, give me volume. Give me volume. Give me volume. Give me volume. Your mother is watching. Eh? You don't have to raise your hand by heart. Volume. Volume. Aha. Come, all four of you. So these three have looked at pornography, but this one has not looked at pornography. He was wiping his face. How many of you have done bad things before? Hey, this man is wiping his glasses and he's looking at us like, Correcto perfecto type of. You see, I told you those who wear glasses. These are pastors' children. Biologically, spiritually, high. But they are spoiled. Just like you. Tell somebody standing by you, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen in this world. Thank you. One, two, three, four, come. One, two, three, four, girls. Girls, come. Gender balance, gender balance. Come here. Stand here. One, two, three, four. You won't come. Come. Wow. Look at four angels. Four angels. These are good people, eh? What wrong can there be in these nice girls?
The possibility of wrong. Why is it?
But the Bible says that the creature shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption.
Hallelujah.
They are spot. If you like, marry them and see. These four. You see that this one doesn't want to wake up. Come nearer. You see this one doesn't know how to cook. When you marry, you see that the mouth is smelling. This one, you see that she doesn't bath. This one, you see that. I think it's okay. Come and take over. I've closed. Let's share the grace. People don't want me to preach. People don't want me to preach. Look at how angelic they look. You would think that when they go to toilet, it's diamonds that are coming out. Diamonds are forever.
This was serious corruption.
Look, the whole human race is spoiled. Even animals. Go away. Show us a lion eating wild dogs or hyenas eating an antelope or a buffalo alive. Show us a living one. They are eating it, it's alive. They eat it from the back. They eat the zebra from the back. It will be alive. It will be begging them. Animals never used to eat blood. Every animal that eats blood live without and can live without eating blood. Starting from the Anopheles mosquito. Let us go into our biology. Starting from the mosquito. The mosquito sucks blood, and other mosquitoes suck nectar from flowers and from plants. I think mosquito was always been it. It was when it spoiled. It was spoiled that it started to eat whatever. But it's only the vampires that drink blood. All the others eat fruits. Yes. Many of the animals, monkeys, they eat fruit. It is only at a point, you see, they eat also eat meat. Most of the animals, that is not how it was. It's a distortion of the creation. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah, that the lamb will lie by the leopard. And they will be together.
And all this Friday, look at it. It's alive.
This is not good.
Yeah. A distortion, a spot. The creation is spot. All these are the things that happen to us through the fall and the sin. That is what is means death. So the Bible says that the creation, it says the wolf shall dwell with the lamb and the leopard, and they shall lie down with the kid and the calf and the young and the fatly together, and the little child shall lead, a little child will lead the lion, the leopard, and all of them. That's it. This is the original. All the animals, I can give you about 7 examples of animals that eat blood, but they also eat, they are vegetarians. Yeah. They could have been vegetarians.
They could.
Starting with the mosquito, which has eaten us since we came to Ghana. He has eaten us. Bats and all that, they eat fruits. Except the vampire, he alone drinks blood. Wow. And it's the same species. Distorted. Monkeys, the same. Apes, chimpanzees, a lot of them. Even as human beings, we can stay on vegetables. But you see, as a poor chicken, when it's Christmas time, Charlie, murder in the chicken world. We murder a lot of chickens. All right. So I'm explaining. I want you to see that is how can we've died. This is death. Sit down. Number one is what? Before I give you the last one. And your flesh, isn't it? You'll be looking at a preacher instead of receiving the word. Bad thoughts will be coming to your mind. You'll be in the hairdressing saloon and you see a man of God preaching on TV. And then you'll be making comments. The man is nice. Oh, this and I said, oh. Fine man. Oh. Number one is what? Have they written it? Men became disconnected from God. And they were with God. See me after church. With God. See me after church. Man became disconnected from God. It's difficult to contact God. When I say pray now, you see how you'll be struggling. Number two, man became disconnected from his source of power. So he became like a man on batteries, running on a battery. And we can all see our battery life is finishing. About a year before John Wesley died, he said, I have noticed, he wrote in his journal, a change in my energy. Yes, he said, I noticed, he said, it was 79. He said, all this year, I've never felt even a reduction in my energy and strength. But since August, I've noticed a change. You see, that was it. The battery, the life was going. It was finished. And within a few months, he was dead. Yes. The fact that you have the vim, the energy, the life, is something from God. When it's over, you see that you just, yes, you just, the battery is going off. Number three. Now, who said it's disconnected? Man was demoted. See me after church, please. Corruption is happening. the mind is not working so well. Do you know that when we do exams, they only allow us, you see somebody gets 51% and he's allowed to become a doctor. That means he doesn't know 49%. But I say, oh, it's okay, you be a doctor, because the brains don't work so well to get a high mark. So go with the 50%. We accept you as, you don't know half of the things, but we accept you. No, that's serious. Man was demoted. How many realize that we have become low? We are very low, isn't it? Very low. Number four, man became subject to evil spirits. That's all death. Number five, man became subject to corruption. He couldn't remember that one. See me after church with your own bottle. And I want to just end with number six. Man became subject to vanity. Vanity. Romans 8:20. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Vanity means that it's useless. Everything we are doing is useless. True or not true? All work is useless. You find out at a point, you can't believe that it's useless. Yes, you won't believe it. The work you are doing is not getting anywhere. Money is useless. Houses are useless. Cars are useless. It's true, it's wild. Sometimes I look at people who like cars, and you wonder what it is. It's like there's nothing to do with money. Recently, I visited a shop. It was a shop that sells watches. So when I got into the shop, I was confidently going around. I said, how much is this one? How much is this one? When I asked the person, how much is this? $175,000. I said, correct for 100%. I said, what? I said, how much is this one? $78,000. I said, hey. How much is this one? $350,000. To put on your wrist? So, I thought there was something wrong. So I went to the end of the shop. How much is this one? $770,000. The cheapest watch, I found one. The cheapest watch, $22,000. That was the cheapest watch. $22,000 for one watch. You can't see the difference between the watch and your watch. Where is your watch? Where is your watch? You can't see the difference. Can't see this watch. Huh? Look. Like this. Then I saw one watch in the corner. I said, how much is this? $1.2 million. So I pretended I was a rich man. I said, do you have any other? Yeah, do you have any other, what do you call it? Yeah, I mean, this. I'm looking for something, you know. I didn't tell them that this is the first time I've seen such a shop. I've never seen such watches before. So I said, do you have any? I said, oh, yeah, we have in the catalogs. Okay, yeah, where are they open? So they showed me. This was $4.5 million. I was shouting in my head, somebody's got to be crazy. Somebody's got to be crazy. $4.5 million. What is wrong? Listen, people have so much money, you cannot do anything with it. It's useless. No matter who you are, you have to die. And you will die. And when we hear of great and successful people dying, we often feel sad. I remember when Princess Diana died. It was one of the saddest days in my life. I can remember it, even the day of her funeral. It was a Saturday. It was a Sunday. She died on Sunday. Saturday was her funeral. Everybody was sad in the whole world. Do you know why everybody was sad?
No.
Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to know why?
Yes.
Everybody was sad because she represents our dreams. To be a princess, to have such a wedding, to be chosen by the prince, to be the one in, I mean, the highlight of everything, the most important aspect. I mean, it is our dream, it's our idea, it's our ideal. And suddenly it's gone. In Paris, one time I was driving, I was in Paris, I told the driver, take me to the bridge where she died, the tunnel. He took me, that's how I see. He said, yeah, cobblestone road. Cobblestone, not an asphalt road. Just it's a place for romance. So it was a dream. All of us were sad. No, it wasn't only the royal family that we were all the whole world. We were all watching it because our hearts were broken, like our ideal. Recently, some bank managers and so on died. And look, everybody who is like, what is this? It's like a person's achieved this. Suddenly, in a moment, you are gone. You see, it's like the dream of this world is like it's nothing. It's been subject to being useless. That's why I'm a preacher. You can be a politician, you will achieve this, you become this, you become this. Oh, you will go and they will not even remember you. Oh, you say, I'm doing this, I'm fighting for this, I'm doing that. Oh, you'll be gone like this, you will not even be remembered for 2 seconds. It's nothing. Because the world, look at it. When Adam sinned, he says the creature was made subject to uselessness. It's like everything will be useless. You ask certain people in their lives, ask them about money, ask them about business, ask them about marriage, ask them about children, ask them about things in this world. They'll tell you it's useless. If they want to really analyze it, it has not amounted to much. That is why you see God. That is God who comes to our life and to make sense of our life. And that is why it's the resurrection that we are going to have another life. That's why we sing the song, I have another world in view. I have a world that my eyes are. That's why, you know me, I'm full-time. All out. All my life and my work is God and the church. Yeah. I'm only for preaching and working for Jesus. Oh, yes. I have a world in view. This world, what is it? By the grace of God, even it through the work of God, I've seen so many things I would never have even known existed in the world, including that shop with the watches. I was preaching somewhere. And when I entered that shop, I was in a city somewhere. I entered the shop. I mean, I've been all over Switzerland. I've never seen such a shop before. I've never seen such a prices of shop of watches. If you remember recently, Arnold Schwarzenegger went through an airport and they arrested him for his watch. He said he has not declared his watch. The watches they hold is like 1 million, 2 million. You have to declare. Yeah, you have to declare the watch. Time is money. It's a serious word. Yeah. Look at the famous actors, Clint Eastwood. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rambo, they're on their 70s. Hey. It's over. Go. Yeah. Steven Seagal. And Die Hard. What is his name? They're all these people. They are so great. Yeah. It's over. Yeah. That's why resurrection means a lot. Yes. Yes. Resurrection means a lot. How many are ready for the resurrection life? Without marriage. You still want to marry in the resurrection? Have you not had enough problems here already? Now, all those who don't have husbands, who don't have whatever, will all be the same in the resurrection. There's not going to be, she's so blessed, she has 4 children, she's married, she's this, all those, divorce, there's nothing like divorce, marriage issues, meetings, counseling. I mean, it's just you see that man is trying to be faithful, but it's not easy for man to be faithful. Because on this earth, brothers, how many realize that it's not easy to be faithful? Only four brothers are raising their hand. Sisters, how many realize that it's not easy not to be jealous and to quarrel and to bring up, you lift your hand and to bring a problem when there's no problem? It's not easy to not to bring a problem when there's no problem. It's because your nature is spoiled. If Jesus had married somebody, like, he wouldn't have died on the cross for us. His wife would not allow him. When Jesus was going to die on the cross, his wife would have told him, "Are you out of your mind? Are you thinking about your family? You can't do something as crazy as that. When you die for the world, what about your family first? God first, family second, ministry third." His wife would have sabotaged, and you and I will be struggling here for salvation. Charlie, it will be serious. Oh. How many are glad that he didn't marry any corrupted, jealous woman who will keep him from shedding his blood for us? Are you happy that Jesus died for you? I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared.
I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did.
Where would I be?
Where would I be? Where would I be? Jesus didn't love me.
Hey, where would I be?
Where would I be? If Jesus didn't care.
Where would I be?
Where would I be? If he hadn't sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did.
Jesus died for us. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. And he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. This life, my father told me when he was alive, he said, the way you spend your first 25 years will determine how you spend the next 45 years. That's what my father told me. When I added the 25 to 45, it became 70. Yeah, and it was true. And I want to tell you, the way you spend the first 70 years of your existence will determine how you spend the resurrection eternal years that are to come. So spend them very well. Spend it well on God. Spend it well on Jesus, because there's nothing in this world. This world is subject to corruption and subject to vanity and uselessness. You can go to America. You can go to South Africa. You can go to England. You can go to Europe. It's the same. Corruption, spoiled, nothing is working. It's turning into absolute zero. One day I was in Panama and I met a Colombian lady. She was followed by about five Germans, white German elderly people. I said, who are these? No, I didn't ask her, but the pastor told me. Said, the woman is a shepherd. She's a shepherd of the Germans. I said, why? I said, they are depressed. So her work is to take them around, take them to places. They've hired her. Germans. They are from the world where there are millions. Wow. And they are rich. They have everything. but they have not God. Life has no meaning. So I was looking at the people, said, what are these people? Are they believers? I said, no, they are not believers. He's showing them like interesting things. So he also brought them to the church to show them. They are on a tour. They are just going around. They pay her as a shepherd. She's like a shepherd. I don't know what word the right word is, but like she said, a German shepherd. Okay. She's a German shepherd. When I was in Cologne in Germany, they told me in this city, 50% live alone. Everybody has his own house. They live alone. Nobody don't stay with anybody. They have every television put on microwave. You press TV remote channel. You press on, off, water. It comes. Food you buy is already cooked. You put on it. It comes out cooked. And you are there. Hey, what do you do? What is this life? What next? Thank God for Jesus. Thank God. I have another world in view. I have another world in view. My life is for Jesus. By the grace of God, I will get food to eat. Something to wear. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first my kingdom. And all other things will be added. So may you be resurrected from your death. And these are what death means. Number one, it means disconnection from God. Number two, read it out. Disconnected from his source of power. And put into brackets, man on batteries. Man on batteries. Number three, man was demoted. Number four, man became subject to evil spirits. Number five, subject to corruption, spoiling. As the nearest handsome man sitting near you, are you full of lust? What did they say? They said nothing. And man became subject to vanity. Stand to your feet, everybody. Now, lift your hands. Thank God for the resurrection power. We cannot diagnose death easily. You need all these things to show you that, yes, man has really died. Father, thank you for your power that is released in our lives today. We thank you for resurrection in the name of Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here and you want to give your life to God, you want Jesus to raise you from the dead and change your life. If you are here like that, I want you to lift up your hand like this. I want you to lift up your hand like this. Like this. And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Just lift it up high. Just lift it up high. God is going to touch your life. Now, if you've lifted your hand, I thank God that I was changed. I was saved by the blood of Jesus. You can be saved too. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to the front and I'm going to pray with you. Come from wherever you are walking. Come from wherever you are standing. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way.
Come running. Come running. Come running to that mercy where Jesus is calling, and his grace will be your covering. His blood will,
come on, my friend, you want to give your life to God.
It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy.
Jesus, oh, I want you to save me.
Come around.
this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. I don't know you. Please have mercy on me. Save my life today. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today by the blood of Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. I give myself to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I want you to go with our pastor who's got a sign there. Follow me, and God is going to change your life. Go this way, please. God bless you. You may be seated. Take your Holy Communion. Father, thank you for the opportunity to receive the Holy Communion. Shall we all stand again as we receive our Holy Communion? The body of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We honor the body of Christ through which we are saved today, the body of Jesus.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Now lift up the blood. Father, we thank you as this wine is converted into the blood of Jesus. May the blood wash us of all our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hands for your blessing. The Lord bless you with new life. I give you 6 blessings today. Number 1, may you be reconnected to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your connection. Re-establish your connection and your relationship with God. Number 2, receive life into your life, that your battery may not run out before time. Receive life in Jesus' name. Receive blessing number 3. Receive promotion instead of demotion. In the name of Jesus, may you be promoted. May you be promoted instead of demoted. Every demonic demotion that is coming your way is blocked in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 4. May you be delivered from evil spirits that are harassing you and your family. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of death, the spirit of fear, the spirit of corruption, the spirit of wickedness that is harassing you and tormenting you be bound. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let every tormenting and frightening spirit that wants to scatter your family be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessing number 5. Let the corruption of your flesh and of your life no longer destroy you in Jesus' name. Let the jealousies, the wickedness, the laziness, the destruction of your personality and your character come under control from today. Let there be harmony, let there be peace, let there be normalcy, and let every corruption be arrested in the name of Jesus. Blessing number 6. Let the vanity and the uselessness of this world no longer disturb you. May you find a reason for living beyond eating and drinking. In the name of Jesus, every useless thing in this world will no longer attract you. receive grace. And may your eyes be open to the word of the Lord, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Lift your hands and give thanks to the Lord. Father, thank you for starting with us and finishing with us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Bless everyone watching. Bless everyone who is part of this service. Bless every hand that is lifted up. Let life come on this Resurrection Sunday. Let life come back. 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 Life come back. Let there be life. Let there be life. Let there be long life. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And everybody shout your loudest, loudest amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.